Right, I think it's time for our space number 25 weekend chat. Today, we have a very special guest with us on our space. It's Tari, a very popular Indonesian artist. Hi, Tari. Thanks for taking the time today. I know it's really late, 11 p.m. Jakarta time, and you had to put your daughter to sleep. We promise that we'll be very quiet. Before we start...
Hello, all.
Hello. Hi, Tari. Hi.
Yeah.
Maybe before we start, we just go into a little bit of a summary about our Angel Swing. We are a group of friends who came together for the love of independent art, and we are all from all around the world. Espresso, Johannes is from Europe, Yun is from the US, myself, and of course, Tari here is from Southeast Asia. And we showcase independent artists and their art in our on-cyber virtual gallery and help them stand out from the crowded NFT market that's usually dominated by generative 10K PFP projects. And we are glad to say that we've organically grown since into a community of artists and collectors, but most importantly, friends. With regular Twitter spaces like these, which are then recorded into podcast formats in Spotify, YouTube, which our dear listeners can listen to after the event. The easiest way to get in touch with us, of course, would be to join our cozy Discord. All our famous popular artists are there. Everything's on our link tree in our bio. So hit us up if you're an indie artist who needs some help featuring your art, or if you just want to join your friendly art NFT community, just hit us up. We welcome you anytime. Without further ado, let's dive into introducing, or rather allowing our guest speaker to introduce herself. Tari, thanks again for joining us and taking the time.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you, Tari. Yeah, Tari is an Indonesian artist. I believe she has moved previously from Bali to Jakarta. If any of our listeners are not familiar with Indonesia, Indonesia is a really beautiful country, all varied scenery from Bali, which you have your rice fields, the very art artist culture, to the big hustle and bustle of city. And if you guys would like to visit Tari in person, maybe you can schedule a visit to Indonesia. Okay, so Tari, enough about Indonesia. Please introduce yourself, and I think most importantly, what brought you into art? I'm sure a lot of your listeners would like to hear from you.
Okay, first of all, I wanna to apologize if my English was limitless, but I will do my best to explain more about me and my art.
Yes, of course. Don't worry, Tari. I think out of everyone here, I think I'm the only one with English as my native language. So everybody is welcome to speak and let your art speak for itself. And most importantly, I think we just would like to understand the stories that brought you to art and what gives you the inspiration to wake up every morning and produce your beautiful art.
Okay, let me start with a story. Hello all, my name is Tari. I am an illustrator based from Indonesia. I began my career but not so career in 2010. My artworks are made from traditional mediums such as a watercolor mixed with pencil color, and I can say the look is different from my artwork recently that I drew for the NFT, but I can say the concept such as fantasy, land, flower, dreams, excitement are completely the same. I was finding my art style back then, and since in that year I just got into my college, and then from that year too I discovered a lot of drawing variants and trying some new mediums such like a gouache, oil color, where I don't really study further in it until I determine my work, my current art style. And then in that year too, I braced up myself to post my drawing and join a couple of local art exhibitions in Jakarta, and then everything just flow from there, and it will not alter until now. And then, is that okay if I sorry about something happened in 2014? Because I'm not really focused on my artwork. I've been lazy for drawing in that year because my brother has passed away, because and I'm also been working as a graphic designer until now. And then I drawing only for my pleasure. You can say it's a doodling, and I've never attended or joining any exhibition in that year. And after that, I found an NFT. In 2020, I was pregnant, and my passion for drawing was really overwhelming. and pushing me up every day. I came back playing with my watercolor, buying new pencil color, and then I bought an iPad and been active drawing again. So until 2021, I found out about the NFT. And that's my story. From the start.
Thanks for sharing your story, Tari. Sorry to hear about you. You mentioned you said your brother passed in 2014.
Yeah.
Sorry to hear about that.
Okay.
Yeah, but I'm not sure if we heard you clearly enough, but did you mention what is the inspiration behind your art? Because we see a lot of fantasy and food related. It's very beautiful, and the concept is very special. So what is your inspiration behind putting together food? And I see some beautiful female figures, and then you have food all around them, not just food, sometimes you have animals. Yeah, so what's the inspiration behind that?
Yeah, my inspiration for drawing are mostly based by recent feeling and childhood memory, my daughter and everything. I know that sounds really simple and personal, but this is the way I kept in mind that can be a diary. Because a person that can tell you in a sweet word, like a poetry or something, but I can creating some sweet illustration to explain and story about what I am really feel right now. I'm sure that all my artwork are completely story enough to telling you guys what I really mean and what I really want to tell you. Actually, I would love to share the artworks that can make someone who saw it and then feel it. And this is the really hope that this feeling naturally soak into people's heart.
I see. That's very lovely. So what you're saying is that you try to draw what's in the moment, what you're feeling, and how does food come into play? Is it because food is a very big part of Indonesian culture?
The food that I'm drawing in my collection is basically for my favorite food. My personal favorite food.
Oh, your favorite food. Wow, okay. So you love pancakes, you love fruits.
I love food. I love to eat.
Yes, we can definitely see your love for food and fruits in your art. And what inspires you for the colors? I notice a lot of Indonesian art comes with that. There are quite a few artists who use a lot of colors in the art. Is this something that's very unique to Indonesia, you think? Having a lot of color behind your art?
For me, using colors is some kind of satisfying for my own heart, for my own affair, for my soul. When you're creating something, you are definitely make your own baby. So what makes you really love your baby is you creating that you really want to create. For me, I love color, then I put it on my illustration. Because if I creating not really colorful, then I'm not satisfied. So that just like that for me.
I see. Your artwork seems to be a very close reflection of who you are as a person.
Yeah.
So you love food, you try to put your food in the art, and then of course colors is a very big part of your artistic journey, and that's what you try to convey in there so that your collectors can also understand who you really are. That's really nice of you to share that. I also went into your Instagram. Congratulations, I saw that you're part of quite a few collections in real life. There was New York exhibition Women of the World.
Yep.
How was that? How were you selected for that? And could you tell us a little bit more about that collection?
Actually, curator is finding me out on Instagram and then reach me into the email. I just sent several of my illustrations for her, and then she is picking the best for the Women of the World exhibition.
I see, okay.
OpenSea collection.
Sorry, could you say that again?
The artwork that curated for the Women of the World exhibition is from my OpenSea collection that I created back in 2020. So that's the old work.
Yeah, I see. That's Venus 2020, right?
Yeah.
And you have many different collections. Do you mind telling us more about your different collections? I've seen from your Linktree that you have collections on OpenSea, Foundation, even on Tezos. They're all very beautiful. How do you separate your collections? And maybe can you tell us a little bit more about each collection and why you put them on the different marketplaces?
Yeah. Okay, basically I created them all mostly in woman portrait. I separated my food based collection on KO, my poetic portrait mostly on Foundation and OpenSea, and then that's my absurd or something like figure that different from the Foundation and OpenSea and KO. And then the Fruitful Life collection, if you see the figure of fruit, a whole body, did you see it? That
Yeah,
curving,
we
what
see
you
the
call
fruit.
it?
Yeah, the fruit
Yeah.
ladies are in also in your the mini gallery, right?
That's from A to Z, Fruit BGC. And yeah, that's it. Mostly my drawings are based from figure and illustration. You can call it maybe weird or absurd, maybe, because the premise is just like that. I drawing the woman in the middle on the center, and then the man is around her.
Thank you. Thanks for sharing. Do you have any special techniques that you use? You mentioned previously you are an illustrator, and then you slowly move to digital art and NFTs using iPad. You say you bought an iPad 2020. Do you have any special techniques that you use before digital art that maybe helped you in your NFT journey? And maybe you can share some tips for artists who are moving from non-digital to digital art.
Some of my artworks are sketched on the real paper, and then I digitalize them on my iPad. It helps to make a quick sketch before the idea was gone, I think. And then I rarely use watercolor this day because my dagger is very noisy and want to disturb me every time. And then iPad digital thing is very best for me right now. The special technique, I love to create and the texture from the pencil color. So I use creating from pencil, and for the recent artworks, I love to play with glitter look. I love to adding some glitters or sparkles in my artwork. And now I figure out how to make the effect in the manual or traditional artwork, because I was planning to have physical artwork for my next collection, maybe, and I will send it to the collector. Yeah, just like that. I love my work. The English is so hard. I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. It's fine. Did you say that you were going to have physical artwork next time for your next collection?
Yeah. I'm
trying
to know.
You think there's something that you have heard from collectors that's valuable to them?
Yeah. Sorry, what is the question?
Oh, because sometimes, obviously, when making art, it's always extra effort to make both a digital copy and then also do a physical copy, right?
Yeah.
So a lot of artists, sometimes I can share, in the Angel's Wing Gallery, I have some of my uncle's art. He is from Malaysia, and he is a traditional artist, but he's a very senior in age artist, and he always believes that art should always have a physical copy. But I have found that if you attach the physical work and price the art a bit on the high side, people might not too much for it, especially in a bear market. So that's actually my question. Did you hear from a collector that they wanted the physical art piece, or is it more of an experiment from you to say, just try and see if collectors want to receive the artwork? And of course, on top of the effort required to produce the physical art piece, it's sometimes also complicated to ship the physical art. Yeah, we have a lot of friends in the Angel's Wing. Actually, one friend, Sylvie, she shared she had tried to send an art piece to Europe, physical art piece, and there was a lot of problems. Yeah, I'm just wondering, is this something that the collectors ask for, the physical artwork?
No, it's just my experiment, because not all of my collection will be have the physical artworks. If the collector want to print it for personal matters, then they can print it by themselves.
Oh, so you're not printing it for them and sending it to them.
Where at the first time I want to printing, no printing, I want to make an art from traditional medium, and then I sell it by an I put them on the blockchain as an NFT, and then if collector wants to have the physical artworks because I made it first on traditional drawing, then I will send it the OG, the original painting, to the collectors, the first collector. But that's just a plan. I don't really think if the shipping is going well from Indonesia, since this country sometimes really so bad for shipping.
Yeah, I've experienced it before personally. Sometimes I used to have work that needs to ship things to Indonesia, and sometimes some of the articles will get lost. So anyway, I think I misunderstood what you were saying. Last, so you said that you would create the traditional artwork first and then put it on the blockchain as an NFT. And then if the collector wants the physical art, and then you will let him or her know it is available. Obviously, you will have to try to find some way to ship it to him.
Yeah, I think that's real hard.
Yeah, I mean, that's why we are all here in the Angel's Wing. We all believe in NFTs helping artists like yourself, like all our friends in the Angel's Wing. Digital art is definitely easier, makes it easier for artists to reach collectors. So hopefully, I don't know, in 5 to 10 years, everybody will have digital screens at home and we wouldn't need to ship physical art anymore. But I think until then, there are still a lot of collectors who want to have physical pieces hanging on the walls.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah.
Person.
So I think last but not least, I have also seen personally myself when I visit Indonesia, I used to go to Jakarta, sometimes Surabaya, and for my personal tours, I go to Bali and to relax. I see a lot of beautiful Indonesian art. What do you think of the future of Indonesian art for Web3? Do you think it's something easy for Indonesians to, as artists and collectors, to accept?
I think that's a big challenge for us, the Indonesian artists, to spreading all of our arts into the Web3, since in the Web3 is definitely a lot of amazing artists. And as you all know, Indonesian artists have their own art, their art style. I think that the support is the very best way to blending and being in the Web3. Especially, we are all here for spreading our art from home to the world. And then there are so many artists both in real life and cover their passion on art. We have to engage more with genuine because we never know how our works hear another or touch another heart. I'm sorry, what's the question?
Yeah, I heard that you said the question was what do you think of the future of Indonesian art in Web3 and how easy it is for collectors and artists in Indonesia to use Web3, because it has really helped artists like yourself, right? You have, I think, like 12,000 followers, so it's very easy for you to reach your collectors. And I think I thought that Indonesia is becoming more and more digitally savvy. That's why you have Gojek, right? That suddenly grew from nowhere, because now everybody has mobile phones. Everybody knows how to use, maybe not the older generation, but the younger generation definitely have shown that they like to use their mobile phones to do everyday things. So I personally thought that it's a good direction for the Indonesian population, that everybody is becoming more digitally savvy, that I think that it will help digital art and NFTs. Do you think so?
I think that's true, especially because Indonesian people, I don't know if the artists, Indonesian people like to entertain and making content every day or entertain someone. Because that is, I lost my word, because how to explain in English? I don't.
It's okay, you can think a little bit about it. I think Yun has some questions for you.
Hi, Thari, and nice to meet you.
Hello.
And welcome to Angel Swing. Happy to have you and your lovely arts as part of our community and gallery. Your pieces are very creative and skillful. And I have a couple questions. So first of all, can you tell us a bit about the story behind your Twitter handle, Opus Cool? Because it's different than your name.
Yeah, I chose to create an account with Opus Cool name is from I Love 1880. If you're googling, that's a band from mine that the music is so magical for me, and they made an or opuscule, that means a small or small digital or small artistic work. I'm in love with that work in the first time, and then I'm using the word for my Twitter. Yeah.
So you said that the name is inspired by a musical band?
Yeah, from the work that opuscule.
I see.
Opuscule is for musical. In this, I using small or minor, literally illustration work.
That's interesting. Is your art also partially inspired by music? I've seen some pieces, like this really lovely piece titled Ukuleles in your Auto Dreams collection. Are there some like musical pieces that inspires you to create your art?
If you say that I create some artwork from the music, the full, if you say I make an artwork by listening some music, I think yes, all of my artworks are sometimes blend out from the music that I listening while drawing for the artwork, but not especially making art by it. It's really
nice. So when I look at your pieces, some remind me of like scenes from the stories of Alice in Wonderland. I wondered, are some of the scenes that you draw actually inspired from dreams, like dreams during sleep, basically?
Not really in dreams, but dreams in just how about I make guitar playing guitar, or just a random fantasy I made, just a random fantasy I made. Sometimes it comes from my, I love Alice in Wonderland. I love the flowers. I love the caterpillars. Yeah, sometimes the movies are really inspired me to making an art.
Is there, or do you have a favorite piece that you have created so far? And if you have a favorite piece, can you tell us a bit about the story behind it?
Yeah, my favorite piece is back then to my 2020 artwork while I was pregnant. In there, I'm just dreaming to create some room for my daughter, a colorful room, so I can mural it for my daughter. And then, okay, let me start. My favorite part and my favorite illustration is back for my 2020 artwork that I made while pregnant. I was dreaming to have a colorful room for my daughter. And then, I'm sorry, I just lost the word. Maybe
it's okay.
You're doing great.
Yeah, you're doing great. What is the name of the piece? Do you know? I'm looking at your OpenSea. Is it on OpenSea or Foundation? Or
they are all on OpenSea. Wait.
You said you made a picture of a colorful room?
Yeah, I want to mural it for my daughter from the children.
I see one picture called School Life. Is it that one?
No.
School.
There's one piece called Mama and Child.
Mama and Child. Yeah, it's a very personal artwork illustrate. I just wanted to give her what the piece is, story, and story of the piece is I just wanted to give my very best to my children, everything that I have, that I know, my experience, my life is all for her, for best. I will give my best for her.
That's very touching. So I'm looking at the piece and it's a very cute mama and child picture. And you mentioned that you meet the piece where you symbolized everything that you wanted her to understand about you, and symbolize that you're going to give her everything that you, pretty much everything that you have.
Yeah, in a good way.
That's really touching.
Actually, I know that sometimes my draw isn't get some clearly understood if you don't read the description that I made, because sometimes I just found out my friends or the collector itself is, oh, I don't say the collector, my friends that doesn't really read the description of the artwork, or maybe the artwork is completely not similar to the description. So that makes the art is special is we can share the story that really behind the artwork, right?
Yes, the art, the story behind the art is just so important. Sometimes it's important to allow the collector to have their own point of view, but sometimes it's also very interesting to understand the story. That's why we're having this very cozy chat now with you to understand all your stories behind the art. It gives the art meaning, special meaning.
Thank you.
Do any of our listeners or our co-hosts have questions for Tari? Or Yun, did you finish your questions?
Yeah, thank you. It was a very lovely explanation behind that piece. Thank you.
Thank you.
While the co-hosts are thinking of their questions, obviously my favorite piece was the one I bought, A Pangolin Lady. I tweeted about it. And to me, the colors were just beautiful. The art was beautiful as well. The sense of peace, tranquility, and calm when I saw it, it struck me and it put a smile to my face. So that's why I really fell in love with your art, Tari. Do you personally have artists that are your favorites as well on for NFTs?
Oh, yeah, there's so much that I love in the Web3.
Maybe I know you have many favorites, but how about maybe just the top three?
Okay, I love Sarah. I love her since I jumped into the NFT or Web3 space.
You're talking about Sarana, for the artist for the Meta Angels, right?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I love her texture, watercolor texture. I just realized that she made the artwork sometimes in digital. That's really awesome that she can make a full, beautiful, similar artworks in traditional and digital. I think that's a plus. And then I love her with her vibrant colors. I think I got a lot of inspired from her artworks. And then the last, I love Farfara Alay with...
Sorry, Tari, I didn't hear about you. The second one was Dila, and then the third one was?
The third one was Farfara Alay.
I see. Sorry, I don't think I might have come across his or her art. Do you have their Twitter handle, Dila?
Dila is Dila Maharani. And the Farfara, the one who made the Flower Girls NFT.
I see. Okay.
The flowers on the head. But actually, I love her illustration, her personal illustration by Farah Alay. Not the Flower Girls is the second, but I love the Farfara Alay artwork the most. The illustration, the full illustration.
That's great. Thanks for sharing your inspirations. Seem to be very, I would say, similar to your art pieces. Colorful.
Yeah.
They play with a lot of beautiful details. Very lovely that you're sharing this with us. Yun, you have a question?
Yes, Thari, you made some pieces for the Old Master Meme Gallery. Is this part of a bigger project?
Yeah, a collaboration. I made woman figure collection with flowers, plants, and bugs. The portrait woman figure, and they are all still developing. I'm still drawing on it because I want to make the art is just like my 101 artwork, so the collector didn't get any upset because it is not generative at all. I made her 101 from scratch. Yeah, that's it. The whole collection is launching on next month.
Thank you.
Thanks for sharing, Tari. And I think there are no other questions from the audience. Tari, we always like to end off our spaces. Thank you very much for being so sporting to come onto the space. We know you were a little bit nervous, but don't worry, we hear you fine. And we totally enjoyed ourselves hearing your story. We always like to end off our spaces by asking established artists like yourself, what is the most important tip that you would give to new artists who are coming into NFTs, apart from buy an iPad?
The simple is just be kind to another person. Support with your very truthful and genuine heart or from your deepest heart. And that's all, because when you support each other with very truthful, you give a lot of moral to the artist itself, to the artist itself. And message thanks to the Web3, I can discover and even be friends with other artists and meeting with you guys and connect with you guys here. Thank you so much for having me.
You're very welcome, Tari. Thanks for the wise words about supporting each other. So thank you everyone for joining us, our co-hosts as well as our guest listeners. Thanks again to Tari. You can check her out in our pinned tweets as well as her Opus Scala Twitter profile. Thanks again everybody for joining us. Thank you, Tari. Have a great evening.
Bye-bye. Bye.